Good morning. Whoops. Good evening. Old habits die hard. What a great joy it is to welcome you tonight as we come to celebrate this gift of life and love that comes to us only through this child of Bethlehem, the Christ child. It is our hope and our prayer that as we gather together this night, that our hearts might be touched in some new and some different ways. We want to remind you that we have other services coming up Sunday morning, Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, Sunday morning, 8:15, 10:45. And you'll also see that on Epiphany Sunday being that Sunday when we celebrate the wise men and the light of Christ throughout the world, we encourage families or individuals to bring candles with your name on the bottom, place those on the railing, and then after church, come up and pick up a different candle, and then remember that person, that family, and pray for them throughout the year as you light and use that candle. Indeed, it is our hope and our prayer that the light of Christ will rest upon us as we celebrate and worship together.
Good evening. Good evening. Would you please rise for the call to worship? The light has burst forth. Rays of sparkling, glittering light have shattered the darkness.
Jesus Christ is born.
This is the prophesied event. The Messiah has come.
Nothing will ever be the same.
This child has been born for us and to us. He is God's gracious gift.
The host of heaven welcomed his arrival. Let us celebrate.
As we come to know him, we come to know God.
He gives his name and speaks truth into the world.
Amazing, our counselor, strong God.
Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
A new beginning has come.
He brings peace and justice for all peoples.
God's righteousness has entered the human fray. Jesus Christ is born. Please remain standing for the opening prayer, which is in your bulletin. Shine into our hearts, eternal light. Illumine us with the radiance of your glory. Banish our fear and dispel our darkness, that we may trust you wholeheartedly and offer ourselves gladly in your service. Quiet us on this holy night, that we may experience the miracle of the incarnation anew, God becoming human, love taking on hate, wickedness overcoming the powers of this world. May we see in the tiny face of this newborn the gift of the ages being offered to us. Life with you, life without end. Life that is love and peace and joy. Amen. Please turn to hymn number 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, We light the first candle, reminding us of God's promise of peace on earth. We light the second candle, reminding us that we are to dispel the darkness of sickness, poverty, injustice, and suffering all around us. We light the third candle, reminding us to be constant and patient in our relationships and in our living. We light the fourth candle, reminding us that the way of following Jesus is the way of righteousness, trust, and faithfulness. O God, we have watched for your coming with longing and with expectation, with patience and with hope. Now, as the prophets promised so long ago, you have come to us once again, and with the shepherds, we are filled with wonder and amazement. Lord, you come as a tiny, fragile baby, yet we know that you are God and you are with us. May the flame of this candle remind us that you are the light of the world, and that if we follow you, we will never walk in darkness, but will have the true light of life. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named of Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Please join together in singing hymn number 209, Blessed Be God of Israel.
Thank you.
continue our scripture readings with these words from the first chapter of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
Thank you.
Our second lesson is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn.
Continue the story. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Let us unite our hearts, minds, and voices together in hymn number 299, "Infant Holy, Infant Lowly." Let us stand.
Infant Holy,
Please be seated. Our fourth lesson is from Luke 2, verses 13 through 20. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Please stand and sing "Angels We Have Heard on High," number 238. Would the ushers please come for the gathering of God's tithes and our offerings?
Song of Christmas, come and sing a song of joy.
Come and sing.
O Lord, the light of your peace shines like the dawn. Give us eyes of faith so we will see that Christ is present in our midst. You have covered your people in the finest clothes, the garments of salvation. Receive these gifts as a sign of our gratitude and commitment to live into our new reality in Jesus Christ. We ask this as a people clothed in your Son's grace. Amen.
Please be seated. We continue our lessons of Scripture this night with the reading from the second chapter of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestations of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of all of these words for us this night, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Continuing now with our response to the word as found printed in our worship folder, there was no room in the inn for Mary and Joseph. Is there room in our hearts for God's salvation? There was amazement in the fields as the angels' news came to the shepherds. Is there amazement in our hearts for God's salvation? There was joy in Mary's heart as she beheld her son. Is there joy in our hearts for God's salvation? The 7 o'clock service, 7:30 service. Well, I'm continuing. It was a service of do-overs, of uncertainties, and there were just quirks. One of those quirks had to do with next on the order of worship is a special music, Celebrations Medley by George. He has, how long has he had this cello? Six weeks. In retirement, I'm going to learn to play the cello. That's become one of my goals. It's one of my favorite instruments, and he broke a string. And, you know, there's only four strings on a cello to begin with, and it's just not something that you carry extra strings. So hopefully sometime in the next 6 weeks, George is going to play. So if you want to hear him, you need to be here for the next six Sundays. All right. Another thing was that, you'll understand why later. I tried to get some music to be played fill-in between all the other instruments and before Diane played, but it just wouldn't work until finally we got it. So I believe we're going to fill in now with one of the songs, "O Holy Night," and I'll talk about it later on in my sermon as well. There was a man that sat at a metro station in Washington, D.C. and started to play a violin. It was a cold January day. It was January 12th, 7:51 in the morning. He played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. And during that time, since it was the morning rush hour, this was all sort of part of an experiment, and so there were others watching where you couldn't see them. There were 1,070 people that passed him in those 45 minutes. Most of them, of course, were on their way to work. 3 minutes went by, and a middle-aged man noticed that somebody was playing the violin. He slowed his pace a little bit and he stopped for a few seconds, and then he hurried on his way to keep up with his schedule. A minute later, the violinist received his first tip. He had opened his violin case hoping that some money would find its way in. A few minutes later, one person leaned against the wall and began to listen to him, but the man looked at his watch and he too continued his journey. He was late for an appointment. The one who paid the most attention was a little 3-year-old boy, but his mother kept trying to scoot him along in the crowd and to keep with the schedule, but he kept turning his head back, wanting to watch this man on the violin. That action was repeated by several children that wanted to stop and listen. All of the parents, without exception, forced the children to move on. In the 45 minutes that he played, only 27 people stopped to listen for a while. About 20 of them pitched in some money, but they continued their normal walking. He collected $32.17 for 45 minutes. When he finished playing and silence once again took over the metro, not a single person really noticed. No one applauded, nor was there anyone there to recognize who the violinist was. It's the same one you just heard playing, O Holy Night. His name is Joshua Bell, and he is probably the most world-renowned violinist right now. He played in that metro station one of the most intricate pieces ever written for a violin, and he played it on a violin that he had sold his Stradivarius to buy this Stradivarius. Cost him $3.5 million. Although in an interview he said it's probably valued at $10 to $15 million. Produced by Stradivarius in 1713, that violin is 301 years old. It's been stolen at least twice. Once it was recovered fairly quickly. The second time it was stolen, it was out of the public eye for over 20 years. And then the amateur violinist that stole it, on his deathbed, had a deathbed confession that he had it hidden away. 2 days before his playing in the subway, Joshua Bell sold out at a theater in Boston where the average seats cost $100 a piece. It's a real story. You can Google him and look it up, and it'll show some of his playing in the subway. He did it later on a second time just to see if it would happen again. Playing incognito in a metro station, it was all organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and priorities. In a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize talent in an unexpected context? If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing some of the best music ever written, then how many other things are we missing in life? Tonight on Christmas Eve, we've all paused for a moment to celebrate the glory of heaven ringing out loudly, proclaiming the wonder of God in the world through Jesus Christ, the one who has come into the world to offer redemption and lasting hope, the King of Kings. In Christ, we hear the Christmas bells ringing loudly. In Christ, we see God, the grand violinist, if you were, playing a sweet melody of hope, eternal life, redemption. You see, we've been invited by God to attend this wonderful symphony of life. We've been ushered into our seats by the Holy Spirit, and here we are being overwhelmed by the majesty and beauty of a song being played in this very moment of the Christ child coming into our midst. Emmanuel, God with us. And so this night, this evening, we celebrate not the birth of merely a wise man, not just a great teacher, and certainly not just a prophet of God. But we celebrate tonight the very presence of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us. The promised Messiah, the Christ child who's come into the world to save the world. Oh, you see, the child of Bethlehem has come into the world to set the captives free, to offer the hope of eternal life to you and to me, of all of the sounds, of all of these gifts that are being unwrapped, the paper crinkling and crunching. As we listen, may we hear a greater sound. The sound of the unwrapping and the unveiling of Christ in the world. At the last service, we're really creatures of habit. As the ushers came back from taking the offering plates up, I was handed 2 3-by-5 note cards with prayer concerns on them. You'll notice there is no pastoral prayer, but at that 7:30 service, when I was handed those, you think, do I skip them, or do we stop in the midst of the worship service and pray? Well, that's what we did. But my friends, on this night of night, when we celebrate the gift of the Christ child, I'll say again, who's come into the world to set the captives free, to offer hope, all we need to do is turn on the news. And we realize that indeed that has not happened. The world has not yet grasped hold of the hope, of the peace, of the love, of the presence of Christ in the world, because there is still hatred, there's violence, there's racism, there's sexism. The list goes on and on and on as to all of those things in life that separate us from one another, that separate us from Almighty God. This child, this Christ child, indeed has come to set the captive free and to offer hope, grace, forgiveness, and love to each and every one of us tonight. Take a moment and stop this season, even as you have done tonight, and to listen for the sounds of this crying baby, to listen for the sounds of the ringing bells of grace, to bask in the wonder of the Christ child, the beauty and the majesty of Jesus Christ that has been given to the world, that's been given to us all here tonight. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a child has been given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world, Jesus our Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray tonight that we would experience the Christ child in new and different ways. The one, oh God, that we will hear about that grew in wisdom and stature. The one, oh God, who you are proud and well pleased with. The one who has changed our world like no other person before. Oh God, the world has just not caught hold of his wisdom, his message, his love. Oh God, settle in within our hearts, minds, and spirits, that we might be people in the world where the light of Christ continues to shine and radiate forth and change everything that it comes in presence with. Oh God, continue to use each and every one of us as your faithful servants in the world, for it's in this child of Bethlehem's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. Let us unite our hearts and our spirits now as we come to this wonderful time in this great hymn of Silent Night. I want to remind you that all of the light will come from the Christ candle, and to remember that the lit candle stays upright and the unlit one is the one that tips. And then when the light has been shared, we will sing together this wonderful song as the lights then are dimmed. Thank you. Now may the God of light and love shine upon us this Christmas Eve, and in the whole year ahead, guide us out of darkness and into your joyous light, O God. May our lives reflect your glorious love, that others may always see your Christmas spirit in us each and every day. Go forth in the world in the name of the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. Amen.